Hold it. Hey, everybody. This is Not So Shy John warming the seat on behalf of Mr. Tucker Booth, who is on his way, en route to the studio to entertain us all. So he's called me and he said, I'm on my way. He said, make sure you show up in there. So I done did just that. Here I are. I was picked for my speaking voice, you know, to entertain you. But in any case, I was thinking about this song earlier today. This song caught me. It just means a lot to me. I don't know. Hope it means a lot to you. Here we go. That's CD 2.
Everybody loves you when you're dead. Suddenly your dearest friend. Nobody talks no dirt about you, but life it just goes on above your head. What it did. Everybody miss you when you're gone. You when they hear your favorite song, they'll think that they did something wrong. They'll wonder if there was something they should have said.
Today, hopefully, while you're still listening to Kill Radio and enjoying life. And I was looking at this next song, and I was thinking this next song is just perfectly apt. I was thinking Tucker Booth is going to be doing his 30th show. 30 weeks. He's come all the way from Redondo Beach. But this song is called All the Clocks Are Broken.
Busted mirror, cannot see you. curtain, everyone's deaf, dumb, and blind. Everyone becomes the one they most despise. You're looking through one glass eye. You're looking through one glass eye. Well, you can't see me now, but I'm watching over you. You can't see me now, but I'm watching over you.
And we're back. Oh, and you're the orange cord there. Hey.
And I'm here too, guys. Hi.
Hello. Now, are we all working? This one's working.
Hi, guys.
That one seems to be working. Talk, here.
Hello.
Not very well.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe because...
Hello.
Hello, friends. I found you. Hello.
Hello, radio friends and family.
Hello, everybody. Yeah.
This is I, 17 minutes late.
Arrived for your 30th program. I was just touting you.
And wouldn't have been sad if on the 30th, I just didn't bother to show up. No show, no call.
See, and I know you better than that. See, I know. You know, you have more dedication than that. You have more love for what you do and belief in the listeners. Our many, many, many listeners around the world out there enjoying the show.
Yes, sir.
Such as it is.
And not to make excuses, but the reason for my tardiness was due to being on the phone with the producer of my forthcoming album, Too High to Fight, my friend John Maxfield from Tantrum Niche Records, my record label. He has sent me, as of last night, a 50-minute rough cut of the new album. It's not done, but it's close. I would dare say that we should have the entire album mixed and ready for your listening enjoyment by the 4th of July. That is my new estimate. One more month, kids. Hang tight. In the interim, I'm going to be leaking new tracks from Too High to Fight each week through our record label, Tantrum Niche, which you can find online at Tantrum Niche, N-I-C-H-E, TantrumNiche.com. You can also find us on Twitter under the handle Tantrum Niche Records. I'll also be releasing them on my Facebook page, Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, and on my musician band page on Facebook at Tucker Booth on Facebook. We will be leaking one song per week, each week till the 4th of July, and by then, the entire album will be ready to go.
That sounds like a marketing plan, just to celebrate the summer and keep people interested. Be sure you do that SoundCloud thing. Oh, and the Twitter thing, too, because announce each pre-release and get in with your fan base and stuff. Because you got one. I mean, yeah. As we were saying, the Chevy Music Showcase helped set you up for that. And it's like now, preparing for the Slumfest, you've also done a lot of just chatter and support and likes and comments and And I hope you brought some musicians in that you're competing with or who are producing the show or something that you were saying about. I was just editing the last show. So
I've dedicated the music section of the show today to Slumfest artists. And just in case you have not been listening to our show and have been living under a rock, this Saturday.
Help, I'm a rock.
June 15th, a.k.a. this weekend. We have finally arrived at the St. Louis Underground Music Festival.
So it is this weekend.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Jubilee Arts and Music Festival downtown all weekend, and I was talking it up, you know, alerting the band members and stuff that I was talking to about it.
It's gotten a nationwide reputation because they haven't just drawn acts from St. Louis, even though it's focused on underground St. Louis hip hop artists, musicians, dancers, DJs.
All the different art forms associated, yeah.
But they're pulling people from other states in the Midwest. They had people last year that came all the way from Miami, Florida, to perform in Slumfest. They have people coming from Los Angeles and the West Coast, like myself.
Yeah.
They're pulling from around the country for this.
Uh-huh.
So with that in mind, it's not just a St. Louis Underground Music Festival. This is quickly becoming a United States Underground Music Festival.
Absolutely. That, I think, has what it's because it has finally been recognized. This is what, its fourth year?
This will be four. Slumfest 4.
That it's, you know, and grown every year and grown in notoriety and has attracted maybe larger and larger names. This is such a good thing for the whole art form, for the whole genre.
We have famous hip-hop artists that show up each year to do cameos. They've had Sadat X from Brand Nubian. They had folks from the Beatnuts. In the early years, they had other ones whose names elude me, but I know each year they've had surprise special guests that are famous. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happens again.
Little Flava Flav action or something, yeah?
Flava Flav showed up. St. Louis would lose their shit. I guess Innovation was telling us about going to the Kings of the Mic tour in St. Louis, and he said Flava came out in the middle of that Public Enemy set, and
he ran through the whole crowd first, though. So, you know, really whipped him up, yeah.
But anyways, if you are in the St. Louis or surrounding Midwestern area, get yourselves down to Atomic Cowboy this Saturday. Get there early. It starts at 2 p.m. It goes 12 straight hours all the way till 2 in the morning. Over 60 acts of original underground hip-hop music. These are all unsigned acts.
Booked solid. Well, it's more than one stage, I would hope.
Three stages.
Yeah.
They got a street stage, a big old street stage that they've blocked off.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be inside the club. They're going to be all over the place. And like I said, these are all independent, unsigned artists.
Mm-hmm.
So they are officially shining the spotlight on all the ringer talent that is in the St. Louis hip-hop underground.
That includes you, does it not? I mean, you're considered unsigned. You're not with a label. You are a label, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it does include me.
I would think.
Yes, sir.
I would think.
And I'm not trying to say I'm the best on the bill. I think there are definitely people that I can point to that would probably be more entertaining as far as performance, but I will definitely say get your Orville Redenbacher motherfucking popcorn pops for that MC freestyle rap battle.
Bring a lot. Yeah.
9 p.m. It is definitely the highlight of the night.
I bet. Prime time.
And yeah. I'll be defending my battle title there, trying to go for a three-peat.
That is so exciting. That is so exciting. It's like, now I see you're getting a little more sinister. You're getting a little more, you know, it's like, oh, this kid on the train. Oh, man, I could have taken that guy apart.
What's interesting was all weekend, I sat around and thought about how nonplussed I felt about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
How win or lose, I'm going to feel good about myself.
That's zen. That's grasshopper, you're learning. Yeah.
And it wasn't just some sort of mind trick to try and take the pressure off myself.
It's
real. I really feel this way.
It's real. It's real. Because of all the other things going through your mind that you've kind of been reflecting on, you know. So you're taking it all in. And taking all of that in, you have a really good hold on reality. And you still acknowledge 100% that you've got a very good chance of walking away with a three-peat nonetheless.
And not just that, but I was saying to my friend John Maxfield, my producer friend and my musician friend, I've been really trying to keep things in perspective. And I know that's a word that gets bandied about quite a bit. But when I say perspective, I mean that even though this may be my three-peat attempt and I'm the two-time defending champion of Slumfest, that means that I'm the two-time defending champion of an underground music festival in St. Louis. I'm not trying to belittle it by saying that. I'm trying to keep it in perspective.
Right.
I'm not the two-time defending champion of the Blaze Battle in New York City.
Right.
I'm the two-time defending champion of the St. Louis Underground Music Festival.
We're not talking the PGA or the Grammys or anything. I mean, it is recognition and it is significant, but you got to keep it in perspective.
And it's a big audience, which is always exciting. But just because 500-plus people come to see you doesn't mean that you're famous.
That you're nationwide or anything, yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you're the best battle rapper on the planet.
Yeah.
It doesn't even mean I'm the best battle rapper in St. Louis.
Right.
It just means I'm the best battle rapper at that particular underground music festival that night.
That time, that space, and that circumstance, you know, which is what counts, of course.
But the other thing I was thinking about is keeping things in perspective doesn't just mean keeping a level head about how big or small the event is.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping things in perspective is about motive for why I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to remind myself that when I went to my first Slumfest, which was the second one, because I was out of town for the first and I caught wind about how great it was, so I came to number two. I wasn't on the bill. I hadn't been invited to perform. I'd been given kind of a half affirmation from the promoters that if I showed up with a CD of beats and there was extra time or somebody pulled out or something, that maybe they could get me up there. So I showed up on a wing and a prayer.
You were riding on standby.
And they said, and you know we'll get you in the battle because we've seen you battle, so that's a given.
Yeah.
I expected nothing more than the opportunity to battle, and I didn't expect to win. I expected to give it my all. I almost would say I might have expected for some other shoe to drop, because that has always seemed to be the way that it's gone with the St. Louis battle culture and music scene for someone like myself, mm-hmm. a.k.a. a white goofball like myself.
Which so, that was your first attempt anyway, was the goofball approach, the rope-a-dope, you
right.
know.
And,
yeah.
But my expectations were extremely low that year.
Yeah.
And I got everything I wanted and more. I got to perform in a juicy slot right in the apex of the evening.
Wow.
I got to battle. I won the battle. I got invited back and got a slot the following year.
Right.
In a juicy time.
Yeah.
I got to perform. I defended my title the second year, and I won again.
Yeah.
Handily.
Yeah.
Right at that moment, the gratitude should outweigh any sense of nervousness going in for number three.
Or ego.
Or, yeah, any sense of puffed up narcissism like, oh, best.
I'm the baddest rapper on the block.
But it also dictates that I really need to remember why I do this to begin with. And it's not to get famous, and it's not to be cool.
To get the word out.
It's because I genuinely enjoy freestyle rapping, and I genuinely enjoy battling people.
Yeah.
I like it. I have a fun time.
As a sport. Yeah.
I have a fun time doing it the same way people would have a fun time sparring in a boxing ring if that's their thing.
Or playing tennis. Or
playing.
Or checkers.
One-on-one anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one-on-one. It's one-on-one thinking up there with another person. That's what we're doing.
But it's the Tiger Woods. It's the thrill of the game, and it's understanding the psychology and the moves, the strategies, and, you know, and it is a battle of wits, which makes it a gentleman's intellectual game. It really, really does.
Although I think it's an equal part battle of wits and a battle of guts.
Yeah.
And the difference between wits and guts, for those of you that don't know, is that wits is pretty much how clever or smart or calculated you are.
Right.
Guts is when all that goes out the window
and
you blank out in the middle of a verse and you don't know where you're going, or the guy rings your bell with a particularly strong round.
It takes you for a loop.
It takes a little bit of your breath away, or the nerves start kicking in. Guts is when you have enough intestinal fortitude to be able to clench up and keep on going.
And just blast it on out and get it right.
And find a reservoir of either energy, good ideas, epiphanies that you may not even know you had. Because a lot of people get up there and throw all their best shit at someone, and when that doesn't work, they're done.
I got nothing else. I'm out of ammunition.
But the beauty of
it's empty.
The beauty of improv, folks, the beauty of freestyle is that it is live and it's completely in the moment if you allow it to be.
Here and now.
Which includes discarding with the last thing you said that wasn't so hot and moving right on to the next thing and making it hotter than ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you fizzle on one punchline doesn't mean the next one's going to suck.
By no means.
And I think that's the mindset I come in with, which is every single thing I say and do up there may work and it may not.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of freestyle.
It's like playing jazz. It really is. Where you go experimental, you go off the beaten track, you're stepping right away from the melody. You know where the melody is, but you're walking into the woods, you know, and you still got to, they're calculated steps because you know the science and you know the art and you know the rhythm and all that other stuff just as well. But at the same time, you are out in the woods. And then you find your way back to the melody. That's, you know, my metaphor for jazz anyway.
Well, and I think hip-hop, especially improvisational hip-hop and jazz, are very similar. And obviously hip-hop has been a major derivative of jazz, you know, right down to the records that they sample and the breaks they use and et cetera. Uh-huh. But even more so, to your point, when you go into the woods, as you say, that's when you really have to figure out where your unique voice is coming from.
Right.
It's not just that super snappy punchline that you came up with in the mirror that you were going to try out on the white boy up there.
And that fat persona.
Because the crowd will go, oh, if that backfires, what else you got? I've had a lot of good ideas about great knockout punches that didn't barely glance my opponent or the crowd.
Uh-huh.
But yet I've still been able to summon up other punches from within that I didn't even know I had in there.
Huh.
That's part of freestyle. That's why when you hear somebody talking about a great freestyle moment in their life, they often say things like, I didn't even know what I was saying. Or, it felt like I was on cruise control and the words were just coming out of my mouth and I didn't even know where they were coming from. Or, I felt unconscious. Or the crowd said, it's like you were unconscious.
Like you just closed your eyes and it was just flying out.
Back in the day when I wasn't quite as good at performing,
uh-huh.
but still was decent at freestyle, people would often say, it's like your eyes roll back in your head, bro.
Huh.
You look a little possessed.
Huh.
I've worked on that.
Huh.
But I explained to them, even in that moment, what they saw.
You ever see any videos?
Yeah, and I'll tell them what they saw.
Should we call them the exorcist?
It was me going within instead of without.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, yeah. Not without, but going outside of myself.
As a harmonica player and doing solos and that sort of thing, I can understand that place. I really can. You are totally in the moment and you are totally with the crowd. In fact, you were more with the crowd, even with your eyes closed, than you were staring at them and having them making faces at you. You know?
And I'm going within the mind. And the mind, I don't just mean my own head. I mean, I think the world's thoughts. And sometimes I have to quit thinking my own and tap into the broader array of thoughts that are out there, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Because lots of people will tell you that they can read minds.
Uh-huh.
They phrase that in a way that makes people think that they're a bunch of psychic D-bags or something, but they're right. You can read minds. You're not reading minds. You're reading thoughts.
There are many layers of perception.
You're reading thoughts. You're not getting inside someone's brain and actually seeing how it works.
Uh-huh.
You're identifying thoughts that are in the air, that are all around you, that are within the mind, and you're able to think them.
And when people have conversation, there are so many things unspoken that they're still saying.
You still know they're saying, or that you still acknowledge that are going on in their thought as they're talking, whether or not they say it out loud or not.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could say they're doing great and their face betrays them,
yeah.
Or their energy betrays them,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've had best friends, especially rapper friends, where we could be freestyling together, and I already know what they're going to say before they say it. And that's not because I fed them some line to get them to that next thing I know they're going to say. I intuit where they're going next.
Wow.
And I used to think that was just me and them being real close and really knowing the way one another thinks.
Uh-huh.
But then I do it with random strangers.
Huh.
Same thing in a freestyle circle. I'll know where they're going next.
Maybe there is a great ether net, you know, where they're tapped into it. And if you are tapped into it, then maybe some of the same thoughts are going by.
Yeah, the word I like is ethos.
What's the name of that web bot? Ever heard of that? The web bot that reads web patter, and it reads millions and millions and millions of bits of data, and then things settle to the top that are like trending, and it can like predict earthquakes and stock market crashes and stuff like pretty accurately.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's just reading tea leaves online. I think it's like I said on the phone with so-and-so from Midwest Avengers when we were featuring him a few weeks ago on the show, one of the promoters of Slumfest.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, you got a lot of people coming for you at this battle.
Mm-hmm.
As in, be concerned.
Oh, yeah.
What I said back to him was, I've already taken account of that.
Mm-hmm.
I anticipate there to be stiff competition at this.
We are acknowledging that, yeah.
I would be foolish to guarantee a victory.
It's gotten bigger and bigger. It's not merely regional to that, yeah, isolated area anymore, yeah.
But what I said to him was, I'm at a point in my career, as he is, because he and I started out together and are probably at the same point in our development.
Wow.
Where I can tell before I battle you whether or not you're going to be a tough out or not. I can tell before I battle you when I shake your hand whether or not you're scared or not.
Yeah.
And everybody gets butterflies when they get up on stage in front of hundreds of people.
Of course.
I don't mean that. Yeah. Nervous is different than scared.
I can tell
if you're scared of me.
We're talking the challenge. We're talking stepping up to the plate.
I can tell if you're scared of my energy. I can tell if you're scared of your own inability to be great.
Right.
I can actually pinpoint where the fear is and what it means, and I may not even know you. And I remember even when I said that to so-and-so, he's like, wow, that sounds like some big balls to say that kind of shit. Like, you know when people are scared.
It's
not big balls.
It's paranormal.
Anyone can do this.
It's paranormal, buddy.
I can teach a fucking child to do this.
You're tapped into the Ethernet. You don't have to teach a child to do it.
They already know.
We can't do it because we forgot.
Right. That's it. Children are great reflectors of energy and thought.
Yeah.
They're great reflectors of
And readers of energy, yeah.
But I'm saying a child could take one look in your eyes, and if they knew what they were looking for, they could tell if you were scared or not.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take a grown-up to be that witty or that wily.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it to psych people out mentally either. Oftentimes I feel a little bit of pity for them, and I mean genuine pity, not, oh, I'm better than you pity. Genuine pity. Like, dog, you're already scared? Come on, beat the monkey shit out of you up here, then. For real.
And it's like, and what it is too is like, it's like you're both sitting on an airplane with the door open and your parachute on, and you're both about to go out the door. You know what I mean? It's like we are both in it together, brother. Yeah. You know, this is something that we're actually doing completely together, even though there is an appearance of a competition here. At the same time, we're both fighting the same bloody demons. You know?
That's right.
How about that?
And I guarantee you, like most athletes or entertainers, comedians, singers, rappers, whoever, artistic people will tell you.
Yeah.
Your biggest enemy is yourself. That's not some sort of flaky mantra.
That is no bullshit.
It's real.
That is no bullshit. And the older you get, the more you realize it.
Especially when you're doing something like improv. That's all on you, bro. Yes, you do need to generate real emotions in the crowd. But that's all on you. It's all you reflecting your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
It comes out of you. Yeah.
That's it. So you are absolutely your own biggest enemy. If you're full of poison that night, you're going to poison your audience. You're going to poison the judges.
It won't work. Yeah.
If you're happy, you'll probably make other people feel happy.
Yeah.
And if you are doubtful or afraid, you are going to wither.
You're going to carry that to the table with you, too.
You are going to wither like a moth's wing in a flame, bro.
Huh.
It's going to get singed right off.
Huh.
And then you will not be able to fly right.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
It's amazing how many things that come into conversation that people talk about in great detail, that no matter how far into detail you go into it, they become an allegory for life.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of things. You know, life is like so many things.
I just read this phenomenal piece on Deadspin.com on my way here on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who loves great sports journalism, boxing, or just taking away quality metaphors for life, it's on Deadspin.com in the top few hits right now. It's called My Dinner with Ali.
Oh, yeah.
This guy wrote it in 1989. I'll pull up his name here in a second.
Huh.
But this guy writes this phenomenal piece about spending an entire day with Muhammad Ali that he just perchanced into. This wasn't that he had set up an interview or anything. He was driving and he knew where Ali's mother lived because he was a resident of the area. And he stopped in to see if he could talk to Ali because he was a fan and an admirer for life. The next thing he knows, he spends an entire afternoon and evening with Ali, his mother, and his brother at his mother's house. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most, not just well-written, but poignant pieces I've read, not just about sports, but about the mindset of a fighter. Because I got to tell you, Ali with Parkinson's at 60 or however old he was when this guy got to spend time with him was just as much a fighter and much smarter and wiser, I guarantee you, than he was in his prime.
Wow.
And that's with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to make you feeble of mind and body.
Huh.
He was amazingly...
just as shrewd and just as witty, probably.
Deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper.
Yeah. Wow.
More real.
Huh.
Great piece. Once again, I'll find the name of that author in a second, but I know if you go to deadspin.com right now, it should be on the first page. It's called My Dinner with Ali. Guarantee you won't regret reading it.
That sounds nice. I took someone to Muhammad Ali's house one time when I was driving a taxi. And she
was it a girl?
She was very pretty. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get into some Slumfest pumps here to start this hour off with some good St. Louis underground music.
Absolutement.
On Wednesday, we featured music by Lifestyle on the Not So Shy News.
Right.
Going to get back into a little bit of Lifestyle today. Lifestyle is one of the main promoters of Slumfest.
Cool.
He's been part of a crew called Altered States of Consciousness for a number of years. Since I started in the St. Louis hip-hop scene in 2000, Altered States was already out there, and that's Altered, S-T, the number 8, S, States. Definitely want to check them out.
Didn't I see him up on SoundCloud there?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But Lifestyle also does solo work as well. It's very old school. Lifestyle's probably pushing my age or slightly older, so he's in the 30 to 40 set.
It's getting up there.
Getting old school. Sounds old school. Very.
You don't have to be old school, new school has nothing to do with chronology of the organism.
Well, what I would say is that unlike a lot of old school sounding artists, he has a new school rhyme flow and delivery.
Yeah.
That offsets the old school vibe, beats, etc.
Uh-huh.
The message is very political.
I think of prose like that, too.
And socially political. And I would dare say that most of this stuff that we're about to play is what I would call constructive, militant, activist music.
I like that stuff.
Constructive.
That's cut my teeth on that stuff, really. Long tradition in that.
So with all that in mind, you can find all these songs on SoundCloud that we are playing right now. He spells it L-Y-F-E-S-T-I-L-E, Lifestyle. And it's the handle Lifestyle 7, the number 7, on SoundCloud. Let's get into some right now. There we go. Enjoy. Lifestyle. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I tell them, yeah. Walked in times, I talk and rhyme. And I've been trying to learn how to walk the line. You know, I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind, like I lost my mind. I said, often times I talk and rhyme. And I've been trying to learn how to walk the line. You know, I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind. Lost my mind, and I think like an astronaut, move like a caveman. Outcome at this with the usual game plan. We can't remember when profits didn't change hands, but instead spoke wisdom in how to change man. They keep telling me I ought to relax, but they ain't seeing the facts. Yo, it's gonna collapse. Sometimes I wonder really why I even wanna try hard. I don't give a damn about the numbers on a time card. Mine's gone spinning like a cyclone. High, strong, feeling like the fight's on. Every morning with your nose to the grindstone. I'm just trying to find home in another time zone. He who works the hardest will see the most reward. But the dude with three jobs gotta go in at four. When you get old, they show you the door. Is this really that dream y'all was hoping for? Huh. Hope not, got me stuck in a broke spot. And trying to keep the boat afloat until the flow stops. Often times I talk and rhyme. And I been trying to learn how to walk the line. You know I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind like I lost my mind. I said, often times I talk and rhyme. And I been trying to learn how to walk the line. You know I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind like I lost my mind. I said, work hard, play hard.
Mythical lifestyle, not typical. Others say they love rap but never got physical. I get it in, stages I've mastered. produced new life, even made a few bastards trying to fill my shoes, but they real confused. Universal, but it's still the blues. Step to the new, yeah, I've been in the game, and the shit is sweet and sour like lemon meringue. Feeling the pain first, then I'm feeling the joy, filling the void. Plan B, build and destroy. Work hard, pound the pavement like a jackhammer. Astounding, amaze you with the bad grammar. Good times at after hours spots. She got a ticket to ride, I got crowds to rock. In the valley of death, yo, I conquer all. Y'all getting fucked like Hallie and Monty's
ball. I tell them, oftentimes I talk and rhyme, and I be trying to learn how to walk the line. You know I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind like I lost my mind. I say, oftentimes I talk and rhyme, and I be trying to learn how to walk the line. You know I work hard, play hard to the graveyard. On the grind like I lost my mind.
Yeah, that one's called Work Hard, Play Hard, off the Right Here, Right Now joints. Here comes another one. Stay locked and loaded to LAZoneKillRadio.org, your station for breaking St. Louis Underground Music Festival hip-hop.
Huh.
Hit him again. Hit him again.
Give me a huh.
That's pretty sweaty, bud.
In that order.
Astro Vandalist and Lifestyle. Profound and profane. This is not the sound of cocaine rap. Perhaps propane fire to your brain. I am, I be individual, solo. Lifestyle logo, so goes the promo. Homo sapiens trying to escape again. Don't forsake break beats, man. I play to win. Make a gent repent and make amends. To right for third eye sight, break the lens. Saints and sinners gather round for the lessons. My man Astro got sound for the sessions. Blessings, peace, no respect for the beast. Each one teach one, check next release. I spoke to my future self and I told me, never let the motherfuckers own or control me. I am not the problem, I be the solution. I have no beginning, I have no conclusion forever. Energy can't be destroyed. The man not a boy, don't plan to avoid the issues that keep us scratching our heads. Lifestyle's right here and he's back in effect. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. You know that's what it is. Come on, check it out. Who wanna make war with the beast? Midwest to Mideast. Yo, I gotta get a piece. American obese and arrogant. No, we prefer to be low-key, so we hold these truths to be self-evident. The rebels are hesitant. I still get my message in. The Mexicans got every right to cross the border. Chaos and order. We cannot afford to be Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. They're only concerned with sellouts and criminals. What is the middle view? Powerful or pitiful? Asking, can I live when just living is killing you? I stand out, not asking for a handout. Keep shit moving if the plan don't pan out. Man now was a kid with a backpack. Hardcore rap act, don't own a snapback. But that's cool, I make my own rules. So dudes go far, make moves like cool home, star, sun, moon, not a goblin or a goon. Never too soon, RIP to these goons. I meant to say clowns, innovate the sound, invigorate crowds, and disintegrate doubts. What it is, y'all. That's what it is. What up? That's what it is, y'all. You know that's what it is.
Get your one-way ticket for your mind. Now, drop, yeah.
Sipping on Goose with a little Moe. Cash flow spent like a fucking payday. Kamikaze music, get to screaming Mayday. Right at your fingertips.
Press play.
Sipping on Goose with a little Moe. Cash flow spent like a fucking payday. Kamikaze music, get to screaming Mayday. Right at your fingertips.
Press play.
I'm a beast on the mic check. Time, give me 1 sec. Beats that I inject.
Stop.
I'm a beast on the mic check. Time, give me 1 sec. Rhymes that I inject. I got that FedEx flow. Rhymes from the soul. Goodyear tire, bitch. Now I'm on a roll. Nick with a little bit of Van-X soul. Rip with a little bit of Amex gold. Never hang back when I see these dreams. See, I'm never, never, never gone.
Stop.
I just jump right in. Bass, drums, kicks, spin, ace, horn, win, win. Now I'm the pacemaker. And see, I'm messing with your cardiac. Keep the music beating. Now you better get a heart attack. Try to slow down, but never seem to get it back. Hip hop, teardrop, sick, that's the art of that. You see the art of that, and I'm the art of this. Lifestyle for your mind, cause I never miss. Kick style, my time, chilling on the wrist. You the witness, 23 to 6, this kick, this zip, this better fucking flip this. Don't forget the script, miss. You know what the business is. This what I do for a living, though? Is this shit that I gotta keep giving? I'm a beast on the mic check, time, give me 1 sec, beats that I inject. I'm a beast on the mic check, time, give me 1 sec, rhymes that I inject. Now grab your drink and put it in the air. All about my music is I just don't care. Sean Damo, A and Don Perrier. Beats well done, yet I get my shit rare. Just keep yourself right all up in the place and you're never gonna hit a bass.
Stop.
Just keep yourself right all up in the place and you're never gonna hit a bass.
Stop.
I'm on the runway, runway, Monday through Sunday, for play through fun play. One day and I may have it your way, but then you won't have it, cause I'm straight magic, pull a hat out of rabbit. I'm a beast on the mic check, time, give me 1 sec, beats that I inject.
Stop.
I'm a beast on the mic check, time, give me 1 sec, rhymes that I inject.
Drop.
Sipping on Goose with a little Moe. Cash flow spent like a fucking payday. Kamikaze music, get to screaming Mayday. Right at your fingertips.
Press play.
Sipping on Goose with a little Moe. Cash flow spent like a fucking payday. Kamikaze music, get to screaming Mayday. Right at your fingertips.
Press play.
DJ Reminisce and Lifestyle. In case you're wondering if I'm telling the truth, 100 proof, give them hell in the booth. The rebellious youth like the language, beat makers banquet, politic with people, not the kind that you hang with. Then again, I'm one with the people, not self-righteous, no one will believe you. Acting like you never had a vice in your life, I bring a gun and a fucking knife to the fight. Pen and a sword, sticks and stones, wordplay will hurt you, ice pick a poem. Black American, African, Native, Indigenous, fuck a bloodsucker trying to stay in my business. I'm not innocent, I said fuck the corporations. You stay quiet, don't wanna mess up your relations. Scared that success might pass you up. You need to pass the mic and stop passing the buck. I'm different.
Not trying to sound like you, only wanna speak the truth. Let me out, feel my views, and here's the proof.
I'm different.
Not trying to sound like you, only wanna speak the truth. Let me out, feel my views. I'm all about paying the dues.
Got nothing but love for the people that support me, but some people diss they fans. Listen shortly, I'ma underline the text and the bold print. Every city that I step in, I got an old friend and new people that's trying to get initiated. Rock for one more time, cause I appreciate it. I'm not blinded by the rap life either. I know some dope rappers that act like divas, and that's fucked up, my man, but it's so true. Bitter, insecure, and broke too. So you act a fool for your whole crew. It's comedy, illegit, this idiot and his odyssey. Bad policy, you whacking in blackface, trying to stack paper. Back in the rap race, I feed open minds when they all starving. Lick shots for Oscar Grant and Trayvon Martin. I'm different.
Not trying to sound like you, only wanna speak the truth. Let y'all feel my views, and here's the proof.
I'm different.
Not trying to sound like you, only wanna speak the truth. Let y'all feel my views. I'm all about paying the dues.
gotta sound like you. Only wanna speak the truth. Let y'all feel my views. And here's the proof.
I'm different.
Not trying to sound like you. Only wanna speak the truth. Let y'all feel my views. I'm all about paying the dues.
That last one was called Different with DJ Reminisce and Joseph Richardson.
Ha-ha.
This one's called Let It Rise featuring Leon Ware. Lifestyle. Soundfest. Check dig.
Coming up. Where you at? Chia. Power chord. For your mind. So where you at, kid? It kicked the question right upside the minds. Consider the time, the music, money, young and on his grind. You speak a rhyme with all the truth that you can straight convey. I've traveled the world, yet now I'm living it upright in LA. What more to say? Spit the flame, the fire's blazing. NBA flow, bitch, this shit sounds amazing. I get to pacing on a revolutionary style. The evolution of a child, making money pile. All the while, keep the fire to write and stay alive. This ain't a startup, no, you messing with the Fortune 5. Almost lost my life tonight, I chose to drink and drive, and thank God every day for my days when they do arrive. Life's a gift, better remember to see it as a prize. Follow your dream, reach the stars so you can let it rise. I'm looking deep and I can see it in your fucking eyes. Let it rise. Let it rise.
Let it rise. One day you can touch the skies.
Cause I'm coming back to where I should have always stayed. Now I'm learning story, and it's enough love for me to stay.
Whoa. I swear it's like a dream with all the shows, all the signs. All the time I put my love of music in the lines. I'm sifting through the diction, fully loaded like I'm blind. What you think you're a rapper, shit? You're wasting all your time. I sit back and laugh at the face of the enemy, making a run for in the straight human centipede. I got wings, and yes, I'm full of fucking energy, kicking the freeze, and yeah, I do it from memory. Starting to blow, and now the people be telling me shit. I'll throw a tag on it, they just try to keep selling me. I'm only one man, see, they act like there's 10 of me. I stay away from chains, free man with no felony. I'm killing the beat, and damn, I murder the melody. I bring it to life, the true style, serenity. I'm killing the beat, and damn, I murder the melody. I bring it to life, the true style, serenity.
And maybe one day you can touch the sky.
Cause I'm coming back to where I should have always stayed. Now I'm listening to your story. And it's enough love for me to stay. Whoa. Can it be a stay?
Yeah. I swear it's times like these.
Did I leave you?
Just gotta let it rise.
Let's go.
Ooh, damn. I feel it. Too good for words.
Get back. Baby. Yeah. Won't tell you
lifestyle.
Let's do one more. This one is Rule the Sky featuring J-Rob. 3 o'clock hour here in L.A. You're locked and loaded with Lifestyle, one of the promoters of the St. Louis Underground Music Festival. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
Mosaic, you did it again, man. J-Rob.
You can't stop me. I'm never done.
You can't stop me, cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up, I'm about to reach the fucking sky. You can't stop me, no, I will never die. I'm about to blow up, but once you open up your eyes, but you can't stop me, cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up, I'm about to reach the fucking sky. No need to ask me why, with the hovercraft I'm fly. Verizon wide, cause you know I gotta rule the sky. I'm Hollywood birth, grew up in our
it seems. I said I wouldn't stop until I live my fucking dreams. Believe what you can see, or believe what you can hear. But speak no evil, hold your tongue, this is my year. Yo, limits don't need no chases, yo, music is why I say this. Yo, route the size of fate of fancy cars in pretty places. One playlist went straight to A-list. It started so simple, then I motherfucking changed this. Hey miss, I went from dreamer to dreamy. I sit back and wonder when I'll direct TV.
You can't stop me,
you can't stop me.
I'm never die.
Yeah, I stop. You can't stop me, cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up, I'm about to reach the fucking sky. You can't stop me, no, I will never die. I'm about to blow up, but once you open up your eyes, you can't stop me, cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up, I'm about to reach the fucking sky. About to reach the fucking sky.
About to reach the fucking sky.
I'm about to reach, about to reach,
about to reach,
about to reach,
about to reach
the fucking sky. About to reach the
fucking sky.
Yeah. About to reach the fucking sky. I'm at the starting line, only thing on my mind is first. When I see these ladies, tell them better obey your thirst. Cause when it comes to worse, no, I am never mentioned. And when it comes to last, you never get attention. I'm wireless, no pause, see, I need no extension. I'm out of space, my time, with no need for that expression. Damn, looks like I have full reception. Way too many bars, man, I always got connections. I'm flying by the moon, and I'm gonna keep rolling. See, I'm coming for your mind, going Christopher Nolan. Yes, I'm the shit, drop it right straight out your colon. Got the alchemist music to the touch, golden.
Who can't stop me? I'm
cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up. I'm about to reach the fucking sky. You can't stop me. No, I will never die. I'm about to blow up. But once you open up your eyes, you can't stop me. Cause I will never die. I'm about to blow up. I'm about to reach the fucking sky. You can't stop me.
You can't stop us. Ain't that right, John?
Hey, that was extremely listenable, very current. I like that a lot. They really are mixing the mediums, huh?
I'll never die.
Great stuff. Great.
You that, talk that, that shit off. I'm about to reach the fucking sky, bro.
As I said to you, that should be on somebody's hit parade somewhere. I really enjoyed that. That was very listenable.
I love that you use terms like hit parade. I feel like we're like, you know, like Dick Clark's New Year's Eve right here. That'd be a good way to start the show, like the $25,000 pyramid theme song. That'd be hot.
Yeah, I sent you that outtake. You got that outtake, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know,
that was good. There's a little melody in there.
John sends me outtakes from the podcast outtakes that he cuts out of our live recordings when we put them up online. So you all don't get to get the behind the scenes blooper reels unless you actually listen to the show, which I know none of you are. So
good. Yeah, live in person bloopers. Yeah, they're the worst.
Our listeners don't actually listen to the show.
All those long waits. Yeah, really. Their listeners are the ones that like get the podcast and get it all cleaned up and it's all evened out. It's not loud. You can hear everything. Yeah.
I'm not insulting our listeners by saying that. I'm saying that I think they listen with friendly ears, if you will. So they're really listening to all the burps and farts and fuck ups on the show.
Yeah.
They listen like, we just know you're going to get it together in the second hour, guys.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, I'm listening for my hit. You know, I'm listening for you to play my stuff, and that's what we're here for. That's what we do.
That's right. I want to give some shout-outs because I've definitely been following along with the conversation on Facebook. If you'd like to get into our conversation, I'm over on Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach, California page. It's right at the top of the page under the post about our Kill Radio show.
A long conversation with many contributors, no doubt.
Shout-outs to Matt Tyvert Hayward.
Hey.
In UK. Shout outs to Innovation back there in STL.
Yeah.
Mario Grimm and the Hip Hop Club.biz folks.
Yeah.
Shout outs to you guys. My new blog is going up online today.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
Over
thank
at hiphopclub.biz.
A new one. A new one?
New.
Oh, way cool. I'll
this be one's passing called that along. In Defense of Kanye West. Quit heckling him, bitch.
Repost.
It will really. Be up.
Like and repost and read it.
That's right.
I like your writing style. I really do. It's
thanks,
extremely
bud.
Readable and informative, and it makes you want to read the whole article. It really does.
Giving big ups to Mario for getting me hooked up over there. Shout outs to Chris Hensley, Low Cash Magazine, Low Cash Underground Music Media. You can find some work I've done with him at Low Cash, LOCASH magazine.com. Shout out to Ryan Lauder over there in Lawndale, California, my homie over there. My tombstone brother, my Huckleberry. I'll buy you a Huckleberry.
Yeah.
That's right. John was actually in the studio during that last song, and he busts out an impromptu four bar. You want to hit him with that freestyle again?
How's it go? Out of breath, I ride in on my bike. I clear my throat. Huckaloogie on the mic. Huh.
That's five bars of flames right there, bud. He just busted out of nowhere, too. It was so beautiful. I'm over here, like, working the controls, and he's like, clear my throat and hock a loogie on the mic. I'm like, that's probably going to be better than some of the punchlines I hear this weekend at Slumfest, bro.
Or maybe pretty close to the truth.
That's what most of them are doing on there. Just phlegming up the SM57s up there, dude.
Let me give you some drool. Let me give you some sputum.
So we're going to switch gears to another St. Louis group that is one of the main promoters of Slumfest as well. This event would not happen if it weren't for these guys as well. And we haven't featured them at all on the show, so we are breaking some brand new music here.
Oh, yeah.
We just broke some new lifestyle songs that we didn't play on Wednesday, too. A couple that we had and a couple new ones.
Way enjoyed them, too.
But here's some more new music for your ears. We got some hot R&B coming up this hour, too, via Florida in the Miami area.
Jerome.
It's T. Carter Soultry. T. Carter Soultry.
That sounds like an R&B name.
Yes, sir. We got some funny. T. Carter Soultry coming up in a little bit. Shout outs to his Miami Heat, who dominated the monkey shit out of San Antonio last night.
How does that go? So funky, gonna move in next door to you and your lawn's gonna die.
Dude, if you haven't seen that block LeBron got off last night on San Antonio Center, Tiago Splitter, go look that one up online.
Yeah.
Yikes. That might be one of the best blocks I've ever seen in my life.
It's fresh up, huh?
It's amazing.
Huh.
Amazing. Anyways, without further ado, I would like to break some Legend Camp, and that's spelled normal. Legend, second word, camp. They're all over online. Legend Camp are two dudes that are integrally involved with the Slumfest Music Festival. They're promoters. They're performers. They are the ones that send me all the information about where I'm supposed to go, when I'm supposed to check in.
Uh-huh.
These guys are logistics coordinators and very talented underground rappers
just
in their
like
own right.
Completely professional, 100% on top of this. Of course, they've been doing this benefit, this thing for 4 years. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So here we go. Give yourself a little bit of room.
You know, I gotta say, you
we're going to make some room for Legend Camp.
I'm on this deserted island called Los Angeles, and I never heard of these guys before. So you're turning me on to something completely new that I'm probably going to really trip on.
Out here in L.A., the only music we know about is from the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah. It's whack.
Randy Newman.
It's whack out here, man.
We love L.A.
Yes.
We love it. Just a bunch of 80s synth bands hocking loogies on the mic. All right, this first one's called No Action. It's by your boys in Legend Camp. You can find them on SoundCloud.com at Legend Camp, St. Louis, United States. Get fresh and funky with it. Let's see if this one works. There we go. We'll get back to No Action. We're getting No Action on No Action.
Good already.
This one's called Murder in the Streets. Legend Camp, y'all. Sweat.
In a week span. never saying, but that's just life in the land, especially in the mid-dub. Via the SEL, cause that's where these killers dwell. Gangs and goons, that shit don't bond well. Yeah, steady on the swivel, cats always on one. Attitude is fucking like live or die by the gun. Now another lost son, somebody's nephew and cousin. Enough is enough, but it ain't enough. The streets ain't nothing nice. You can find everything, but won't find Christ. Get an on and arm slice in the wrong part of town, at the wrong place and time. Shit happen all the time. Homies dying on the dimes. That baby shit, then that heavy metal spit. Let it go off every cliff. I'm straight from the streets, so I'm very hip. Shout out to my little cuz, did what he had to do. Don't ever think this shit won't happen to you.
We rockin' out, we so dope, it's hoppin' out, it's one train, I'm still poppin' off.
12-3 with that flamethrower. Fool, we what they pay for. Yo, stay show, shameful. Fresh boy, like I'm a day, yo. Haters, man, ignore those. Crabs in the barrel with the claws closed. Nowadays, never know.
People scared like barcodes.
All we know is rock shows. Me still knocking at the back door. Heard the bass and then we rock. Without the pot up on the stovetop. Fool, you ain't no D-boy. Destroy them decoys. On the mic, bad boys. 89, Detroit. Rock shit, not Pink Floyd. No LSD, just LC. Get that acid off your tongue. Girl, get in my inbox, you too young. We those two, still we that one. Professional, get the job done. Out here trying to get these funds. Need that loaf, not just the crumb. Booking these bums to rock with these guys. They must not have heard the stage show was fly. Face was in all the crowd, looks surprised. Been doing this, so I don't know why. Amnesia, I guess they know we some best. 12 and that 3 to be your best bet. Now betting on us, you must not want to weigh you stupid. I guess just bring the hook in.
Got one more by Legend Camp coming up here. You're locked and loaded to the sounds of the St. Louis Underground Music Festival and the many talented artists, promoters, and etc. that are involved. Legend Camp off the Camp Audio album, sample one. I got another of the St. Louis Underground Music Festival artists, bands lined up here.
We rockin' out.
Hello. I don't even know where that's coming from. That's some crazy. We rocking out.
Different tab.
So no, we're going to get into a little Midwest Avengers right now. These are guys that worked with DJ Innovation for a long time. Been promoters in the scene all the way back to the mic fights, the early battles that I got in with all these cats. Midwest Avengers are bar none the godfathers of the St. Louis underground music scene and the people who conceived of the idea of Slumfest. They are the main promoters of Slumfest. John Harrington, BC, and Jamie Harrington, so-and-so, the brothers that are the current alignment with their new live band for Midwest Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
This is a crew that has changed many times over the years, has had many, many members.
They sound like superheroes, though, you know?
They sure do. And they sure are. So we're going to get into a little bit of their stuff. Midwest Avengers, thank you so much for putting on Slumfest each and every year. I'm excited to get back and see you guys. You're going to be performing live as well.
Bet it's a lot of work.
Shout outs to you. This first one we're going to play is called Sometimes. Check Dig.
Something happens every time. My cross declined, man. Cash is hard to find. So my only other option is a life of crime. I hate my job. My damn boss is a tool. When I get off of work, I gotta catch the bus to school. Yeah, that's cool, but I owe the money too. And now the government's taxing, so I gotta break the rules. That's the reason why. Considered to be in the zone, my cipher be all alone when I be up in my room. It means nothing to you, but I'm sure you got your own agenda too. And the killer is, I bet you be feeling this. The kids you be listening say it's doper than heroin. Man, just look at my friends, Avenging is working again. You know it's that original, cool, traditional, Avenging rule number one. That's the reason why.
Why do I even try? I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone. Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone. You love to see. You love me when I'm strong.
When I'm strong.
Forgive me, please. Don't blame me when I'm wrong.
When I'm wrong.
Spend time with me. Come see me when I'm home.
When I'm home.
Remember me. Don't forgive me when I'm.
My part. It's a privilege to serve my country. America's my heart. As the red, white, and blue pumps through my veins, I pay homage to the fallen by remembering their names. And no exceptions be accepted. We need to correct this. Our veterans should be cared for, revered, and respected. Through honor, duty, and service, we all are connected. They pass us the torch, and it's our job to protect it. But it's more than just a job. It's an adventure. A way of life that's not for the weak and hard. There's a lot of sacrifice. You might lose your wife or significant other, but you gain a couple million sisters and brothers, like my best friend, battle buddy from boot camp, where they broke us down and thumped us up to not say can. It was sir, yes sir, you in the army now, it's time to go to war, make your country proud. But on my first tour of duty in the Middle East, we got ambushed, our convoy hit an IED, so they sent me home with medals, just metal below my knees, but no complaints from me, I live and die by the creed, cause I'm a soldier.
Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone. Hate me when I'm strong. Blame me when I'm wrong. Miss me when I'm home. Forgive me when I'm gone.
This is my life right now. Sometimes I'm stressed out and wanna just lie down. If I can climb out of this hole that's in the ground, then maybe a part of my soul that's been lost can be found. And I believe that I can be a sight for sore eyes to see. Surprises me. Let's all agree to expect some unexpected things. Almost fooled myself to live my life without planning for the future. You wouldn't give up your life for mine, now would you? I highly doubt it. Decisions with brains that collided would leave your days dark and silent, like it was a power outage. I'm fly without a pilot. I don't need a chaperone. I'm on when I'm alone, like I ran away from home. Life is all about the patience within the actions that you're taking. The decisions that you're making can change your life at any second. Although life is what you make it, don't be mistaken by the fakers. The ones who catch the vapors, who act with ill behavior. We all know them as haters. And it's amazing that we tolerated all the hatred for so many years that nowadays they gotta repay us with gratitude. Forever always having a good attitude. But my latitude of bull comes up to hit the hills, no matter what you, I'll probably laugh. You shaking my hand and you giving me that. As a matter of fact, I'm taken aback by the fact that you didn't even have my back. If it wasn't for that, then I probably wouldn't even walk this path that I've been on. As long as I've been gone, as life goes on, I'm getting older. I live how I'm supposed to, post it like a poster poses. Always seem to pour some more salt into the game on purpose. The perpetrator's nervous, but I'm only scratching the surface for now. Cause it's only me now that be holding me down. I'm out, I'm out, I'm out.
Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone. Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone.
I am an American soldier. I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life.
I am a United States sailor. I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
I am an American airman, guardian of freedom and justice. My nation's sword and shield, its sentry and avenger.
I am a United States Marine, until victory is America's, and there is no enemy but peace.
Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Miss me when I'm gone. Love me when I'm strong. Forgive me when I'm wrong. Kiss me when I'm home. Don't forget me when I'm.
Ah!
Quite put into words how much I enjoy this song, John. This is a pretty good one, huh?
I'm laughing.
Love it.
I'm trying to, my memory is just churning, trying to figure out what that vocal came from.
He's trying to find the original break, folks. You know, if you're privy, because this was on Pandelirium's record, Sinovation. S-I-N-N Ovation. Sinovation. You know, if you know where that sample came from, put it up on the Facebook thread, Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach, California.
It just turns my brain into a pretzel.
Love it. Let's do one more by Midwest Avengers before we move on. This one's called Cold World. Check dig. I've only said check dig 37 times so far. Hawking loogies on the mic sweat.
Trying live up to legendary proof. Weigh your thoughts on how you should make your moves. What you choose in your life, gotta be careful, cause it might come back twice. Like, I got a partner that's been locked behind the walls. By the time he get out, he won't recognize my ass at all. A tall tale that's told from a small cell that's told and all's well. From the inside, looking out the window, yo, it's a cold world. I'm just trying to get by. What your own people do, yeah, it's a cold world. I'm just trying to get by. Caught up in this life, but still, you know why. It's a cold world when they don't believe in you. And they stab you in your back. It's what your own people do when that's cold. Sometimes I don't even think twice. They make decisions cause this world we live in is so trite. Cold like my soul on ice, and I'm just living my life. That's all I can do, that's all I can say, baby. People getting jealous cause they can't get what you got. It comes natural to you, but for them it's not. They'll stab you in your back and try to take your spot. Yo, it's a cold world, I'm just trying to keep my. Caught up in this life, but still. It's a cold world. I'm just trying to get by. Caught up in this life, but still, you know why. It's a cold world when they don't believe in you, and they stab you in the back. That's what your own people do, and that's cold.
Yes, it's a cold world. So cold that you might consider moving to our city where it's rarely cold.
Yo, yo, I'm telling you, a lot of people do.
But then after they move here for a couple of years and acclimate, they start acting like little pansy pants about it, like a freaking cool breeze blowing through L.A.
Ew, I need a sweatshirt.
No, and it's men, too. It's ridiculous. Like, and I'm not trying to be sexist at all, but women usually weigh less than men. So from a physiological standpoint, I could understand that people that weigh less get colder and hotter.
The wind blows right through.
Quicker.
Yeah.
Because they're more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
They have less, you know, they have less to shield them from the cold. Less fat and blubber, if you will.
Less insulation and less blood circulation,
and all that. And the same when it's warm, you know, less skin to go through, you know.
Oh, I like it when it's warm.
But I gotta say, most men weigh more than women, yet out here, I swear, like big chunky dudes on a night that's like 65 with a light breeze. Go, oh my God, I need a sweater. I need a sweatshirt.
Well, you know, I got to say, because I'm a little skinny fuck, when I'm out on my bike, I've been caught many a time when I've gone out in the afternoon and it's a beautiful day and I'm dressed all, you know, casually for the afternoon, and then it gets night and I get my ass frozen off and I hate it. But I would point out how many, like all UPS men, wear shorts year round.
Well,
you know,
not,
I mean, a lot of people
that.
Wear a lot of gangsters and stuff. You see them in shorts when it's 40
Dude,
below.
I wore
outside.
Shorts in the Midwest in the winter. I wore flip flops outdoors. People are like, "What are you crazy?" I'm like, "Nah, man, it doesn't matter to me that much."
No, you're crazy.
Well, no, there is a level. There's a level. Now, granted, I'm not saying I'm sitting out in flip flops for hours and hours. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if I'm going outside for 5 minutes and it's cold outside, my feet can handle it, even when it's fucking cold.
Well, but, you know, being from Colorado, actually, if you catch yourself, like, locked out for the night, you're going to be fucked. You'll
right.
get frostbite.
But once again, we're talking about within reason here.
Yeah.
We're talking about within reason.
Like if you're taking out the trash or jumping out of the car to buy something at 7-Eleven. I know, yeah.
I'd be walking down the street from my house to the store and back, and people go, "What are you, nuts? Not even flip-flops? What are you, you're going to freeze your feet off." Yeah, if I sat out here for 3 hours, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I'm moving. I'm nice and warm. Yeah,
and
you're
don't
right.
And I don't really feel as cold as you do because I usually run warm temperature wise.
Uh-huh.
And that's not just because I'm a big person. I think I've always, even as a young guy, as a little kid, I was always warm. Uh-huh. And so the cold, if anything, is nice. You see me when you hand me one of these freezing cold Cokes out of the fridge.
And you're rubbing it on your head.
I put it on my head. I put it on my neck.
Yeah.
I put it on my face.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to cool down.
Yeah.
I'm always running warm.
Yeah. You know what? I would relate on Saturday night at the end of the Jubilee. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and it was not warm. It was not warm. But all I had on was a T-shirt, the Jubilee T-shirt, but I did bring a Henley. I brought, you know, one of those button-up long-sleeve T-shirts. So at one point, when it got a little chilly, I took off my T-shirt, put on the Henley, put the T-shirt back on, and that was all I had. And I rode through downtown on my bike that way, and I was not cold. I was not even chilly. I was perfectly comfortable, perfectly at ease. And I did see people that were wearing jackets and stuff, sweatshirts. So it was that kind of night.
We are men. And we are not chilly.
Hey, and you know,
we are prepared.
Active all afternoon and active into the evening. So, yeah, the blood was moving.
We are Eagle Scouts. We are perma prepared. Hawking loogies on your compass beard. All right, man. So,
and on my beard.
So, that was a nice side discourse on people's inability to process weather appropriately to me.
And get your ass up off the couch.
Right.
Yeah.
My feeling is if you're outside more, you'll acclimate to the weather more.
I agree.
The only reason that you're cold is because you sit inside all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you personally, John. I mean you, the capital Y.
No, this time of year, I'm cracking the windows open. I'm turning the fan on. I'm opening the hallway door and trying to get a cross breeze and trying, get the room acclimated to what outside is more like.
See, I used to be a street musician. And I'll tell you what, people would walk by me every day and tell me it's time, it's so hot, or it's cold, it's not cold. Let me tell you, when you're out there all day every day, you know when it's really hot and you know when it's really cold.
I would think.
And these people weren't even close on the day they were bitching about it. I could tell them when the high was, I could tell them when the low was, and they weren't even close on either of them.
You don't even know.
I've been out there for 10 hours, you know, and obviously not straight. I'm being wise. I'm going in and out and getting coffees and sitting on my hands and, you know, spending 20 minutes in the warm before I go play 30 minutes in the cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, six layers of clothing on and a big stocking hat and, you know, gloves with cut off fingers. I mean, you know all the tricks when you do this.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, people walk by every day. You're crazy being out here. It's so cold. Dude, I got three freaking sweatshirts on underneath here. I'm not cold. I'm warm right now.
Yeah.
I came prepared, lady.
Yeah.
I wore two pairs of socks today.
Yeah. Well, because,
I'm okay.
You know what? Okay, but they're wearing flip-flops. See?
No, it's not that. These people were in their winter coats, and they were still complaining about how cold it was.
Oh, because they were bottled up at home for, like, all year round and come out, like, once a weekend. Yeah.
I almost think it's deeper than that. I think it's a psychological need to have a reason to have something to gripe about. But maybe that's just me getting on a horse there.
Oh, big time. I think that's a big thing.
If it wasn't the weather, it'd be politics. If it wasn't politics, it'd be something else. If it
wasn't,
be, you know, something that happened at work.
It'd be you because you're there.
But I'll tell you what.
In that instance.
Those that are outdoors more tend to acclimate to heat and cold quicker.
You get more zen about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to be in it. And anybody will tell you, if you want to get warm when it's cold outside, do some jumping jacks.
Or like
you'll be warm
like,
in 5 minutes.
If I'm out on the bike or if I'm out on the sidewalk and the sun is out and it's hot out, I will naturally, like when the light changes and I'm standing at a corner, I will naturally just walk into the shadow of the light pole.
I'd love to see somebody just bust out and doing some jumping jacks in the middle of public, man. Wouldn't that be funny? Like people just start doing that randomly.
Hey, I need the exercise.
I'm cold, man. I'm just warming up real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. I'll get back to you in a second.
Get the blood moving.
So you know we're going to bump a little more Bren Suarez today because he's another Slumfest artist that we've been giving a lot of shine to because he's been giving us a lot of shine. And let me be clear here, folks. We love getting your submissions. Innovation loves getting your submissions. I love getting your submissions.
And I love listening to his music.
But
I do.
But if you want us to keep bumping you over and over, do what Bren Suarez does. What would Bren Suarez do? Ask yourself that question. Kill Radio.
Hey.